The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown episode 194. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
The Mad Gear must pay. Count me in.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo.
Brian Manjoma.
What up, people?
Brett Murdoch.
And the Throwdown Crickets.
And Adam Vale.
What up?
All right, we're back with another one, man. We were discussing some interesting stuff as usual. Marvel, you fucking up. That's all I got to say about that. All right, I don't think I need to give any shout out. Actually, we're just going to jump right into this shit. This week was not as dry as other weeks, so that's good. You know, and the main story that happened this week, and this is just a rumor, so take all this with, like, extra helpings of salt. But apparently the Xbox Scarlet, which is their upcoming system, that's the code name. That's not the official name. The rumor is that it's actually going to be two systems. One is going to be your traditional console, right? Disc-based and all that. The second one is going to be digital only, kind of like the PlayStation Go, PlayStation Portable Go. Very interesting stuff, man.
Old news. Remember, because this was supposed to be the Xbox One. Remember, it was supposed to be those two SKUs. That was the plan.
Really?
And then that was the whole thing. Everybody, when they first announced the 5,
so is this like history repeating itself then?
Yeah. So it was like, oh yeah, okay, so we already know there's going to be two SKUs. And then it didn't happen. I'm like, yo, what happened? And they said, well, they decided to go in a new direction. But that's always been the plan then.
Yeah, but do you think they're actually going to follow up on it this time?
This time, I think it makes sense because they announced the service, and I think that's probably what was the issue. The service that they want to launch wasn't available. It's not what the games on demand. It's the addition. Remember that other piece that they announced that they're going to be doing? The Xbox Anywhere mobile app?
Whatever. Yeah, the cloud streaming thing,
so,
right?
Yeah, so now that that's going to be available, then everything comes together where it's like, yeah, this sort of makes sense now to have that piece of hardware. And supposedly it's going to be, what, under $200 or something like that?
Yeah, the one without a disc tray is going to be pretty, like $200, basically,
yeah,
you know?
Wow.
And I'm guessing since it's streaming, that's how you get around, like, hey, how do I play my old games on this shit? Stream them.
Yeah, but that also brings up a small issue where, okay, let's see. I mean, granted, you have your whole library that you've already bought, right? But what about the ones that you have on disc? You know, there's at least for now, with the backwards compatibility, it's actually worthwhile to keep your old Xbox 360 games Xbox, original Xbox games. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, okay, those games that you haven't done, what are you going to stick in your old Xbox One and stick it in there when the game's going?
Well, you buy the other one. You buy the one with the disc tray then.
Speaking of that, mm-hmm. Something I wanted to bring up because when someone before, they were like, oh, there's no point for, having backward compatibility. So, but then they always, the publishers, they always bitch about their games being sold. Well, there's a fix right there. Don't. Because if they know that they can play it on the new console, then they won't sell it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll keep it. So, just fucking install an emulator. You know what I mean? That's it. How hard mm-hmm. is that? Microsoft's able to do it. Just put an emulator on it. That's all. Whether people use it or not, it's going to cut down on the people selling the shit. Mm-hmm. Because they'll be like, well, eventually I can play. At least I know I can play.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that sucks, though, is when they get like that one console is not going to play a lot of those exclusives. Oh, by exclusives, I mean those 4K Blu-rays.
So shit. Yeah, that's right.
Does that mean
they're going to lose that ammo next generation?
Part of it, yeah, because, one SKU's not going to have it. But I don't know. This seems like a PSP Go kind of situation, but at the front end of a generation. So I don't know. What's the storage going to be on this console? That's going to be really important. If every game is going to be digital, might as well. Like, it's interesting to see how, like, how big the capacities are going to be for these.
Yeah, it says here that the same team that designed the Xbox One X is going to be working on this thing. So you could expect some kind of, you know, DNA crossing there. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I was talking to Manny about this. I think that if they actually pull this off by the, maybe not the end of generation, but, or maybe close to it, one of these systems is going to be probably discontinued, I think. Whichever one is the more successful one is the one that's going to keep going, you know? It's an interesting thing. I think it's a little bold and risky, but, you know, they got money. It's Microsoft.
Yeah, I don't see it as necessarily a bad thing. You know what I mean?
Well, it's not bad. I kind of see it as risky. It's not bad. It's an interesting idea, but I don't think it's like, I don't know. Again, you know, I don't know how it's going to work, but I don't think it's bad because, you know, cater to two people, I guess. Two audiences.
It reminds me of how TiVo did it when TiVo did two boxes and they had one for cord cutters, you know, and it was cheaper. So it's like, yeah, just go in that direction. Why not?
I mean, an all digital like future is imminent. This is just one step towards it. But I'm kind of curious if why have two SKUs? Because those disk drives, whenever this comes out, those disk drives aren't going to be that expensive. I don't think
that's the other thing. It's like, okay, you know, it just because they removed the disk drive, those disk drives aren't really as expensive as they used to be.
Right? Yeah. The Xbox One S has one, and that's worth, what, 200 to something? Yeah. So it's obviously not that much that it doesn't bump up the price of the Xbox One S.
Maybe this is more than just an Xbox without any of the other parts, you know, an Xbox without just a disk drive. Maybe it's a fully online console.
Yeah. And if it's a fully solid state system, that means heat dissipation will be easier, you have less moving parts. Mm-hmm. So you could get a smaller form factor, you know, it could be really slim right off the bat. No, not looking like the JVC VCR that was the Xbox One.
You know. Yeah, no, you're right about it. It doesn't have to be. But here's the interesting thing. Apparently, the system is still going to have some hardware in it to do some processing. So mm-hmm. It's not going to be 100% digital, I guess, you know, which is kind of interesting, too. You know,
the only moving parts that aren't fans, I see, is the disk drive. Is there anything else that console has that has moving parts that could be removed?
Well, if they use solid state hard drives, then you eliminate regular hard disk drives, right? So you get rid of that. Get rid of the optical disk drive. And then you need less fans. You could use heat piping. And then, of course, you need a CPU fan, right? So that would probably be the only moving part. You need an outflow fan, like a normal consoles have, and you need a power supply fan, and you need a CPU fan. So I would just like, I would think their thinking is, let's just try to minimize it to those.
Yeah. I just wanted to read quickly what this says. It says, apparently the cloud console will exist to handle some processing locally, with some speculative processing done to handle controller input, image processing, and collision detection, all things that add to the most to latency of process remotely via the cloud. All right. So, you know, I guess that's to offset the latency, because there's always latency when you're streaming games. If you don't notice it, it's always there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But
most important part is still going to be your internet.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. We talked about it a million times. Like, you could have, like, the nastiest console or PC rig out there. If your internet is shit, it doesn't matter, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it makes sense. That's why they have two SKUs then, because I would think the person who buys the digital would already have done that research and know, it's like, hey, I got this internet, or wherever I'm going, it's always going to have this type of internet service.
Well, we would hope that they do the research.
They need to make it painfully obvious.
That's their own fault.
You know, because I could imagine some dude in bumblefuck nowhere going, oh, that's the cheaper cost, I'm going to buy it, gets home, he has no internet, he's fucked. You know? So, yeah, they need to make that abundantly clear on the box. Like, this is digital only, you know?
Or you have that situation of like, yo, I bought this game and it don't work on my console. There's no hole for the disc.
Yeah, there's no hole in it. He's trying to stick it in, you know? It's like, yo, man, where is it? Yeah, you know that's going to happen.
It's going to look a lot smaller.
Yeah, now that you guys mentioned that, that'll be a PR nightmare, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to make it abundantly clear, dude.
They'd have to tell the people that are on the cashiers, or like when they buy it, like, Oh, so you're buying this new Xbox console and you're also buying these games. Well, I don't know. Maybe they can have codes. I don't know. It's just interesting to see how they can make that work. Like, how are people going to buy games for that? It would definitely
dependent on Xbox Live.
But you can get codes
if you're going to download the game.
But I'm saying in the store, like, let's say someone like just goes in and says, "Oh, I'm going to buy the Xbox and I'm going to buy a game." But it's like, where do I buy the game? Like, if it's not in the store.
If it's digital, obviously you got to go online. I mean, the whole.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, how would Microsoft and the retailers translate that codes to the customers?
Just codes, cards, game cards.
No, but how do you explain it to them? Like, listen, this thing doesn't play discs. How do you effectively say that to somebody?
You just tell them it's digital only, and like, what do you mean? Just like your phone, do you get apps and stuff? You get it digitally. Same thing. Oh, yeah, like. My app store, yeah.
My point is you need people to explain this because most people are kind of stupid. Let's just be real.
Yeah,
you know?
How do you pitch this to Walmart, though, is my question.
Like Netflix for games.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think
it's that complicated.
Yeah, there you go.
Especially since it's two queues. If someone's still figuring out, well, I need this. Here, grab this other box.
Yeah, but the big question comes, like, how are they going to sell this to retailers is my question. Like, why would Walmart carry this?
Fuck GameStop.
Not even GameStop, like Walmart, Target, like any of the big box retailers. Why would they carry a version of a system that they're not going to sell any games for?
Yeah, that's what people are saying in the chat too. You know, why would you buy that? It's a good question.
Because they'll lose the retail rights to sell anything Microsoft. Microsoft will just lump it in with everything else. It's like, well, if you don't sell this, then we won't carry any SKU here along with any of our games.
Yeah, that is true. They could easily do that. Some Nintendo shit from back in the day, you know?
Yeah, and they can strong arm them too. They could also be like, and, you know, our other products, our Windows Suite and whatever, we won't carry that in your stores either. They can strong arm them pretty hard.
Yeah. Oh, man, somebody said, Osiris, he goes, when it gets too complicated to explain, parents and grandparents will buy the competition for little Jimmy's Christmas.
Well, they could very well do that, but, you know, it's going to be whatever. The onus is going to be on Microsoft. It's not up to us to figure out how they're going to sell it. They'll figure it out, and either they'll fuck it up or they'll make it stick.
Yeah. All right. Again, all this shit is just a rumor. And Adam, just like you said in the article, they even say like, yeah, this is what was rumored to have. So, you know, for the Xbox One, you know?
Yeah. Man, that's because I remember that. I thought that was it because everyone kept saying that supposedly there was already a factory that said that they were working on a different model that did not resemble the image that was going around. You know, but then again, no one got it right because it became a big ass VCR. We're like, what the fuck is this shit? That thing was come on. I'm telling you, I remember when I saw that and all my other Xbox buddies were sending me IMs with like weird faces, like, what the fuck? This thing is huge. It's like, how do you go from downsizing and shrinking your 360 to some little tiny box and then just go full 360? All right, let's make the next one massive.
That wasn't like the whole story. Like, it was that and to fucking, like, the cherry on top was a fucking the power brick.
That's what I'm saying. They did a full 360. They went back to the old ways.
I'm staring at the power brick right now. So look at that big thing, man.
That's what she said.
That'd be another advantage of making it all solid state. Lower voltage means that they could put that internal, right? No more power bricks, just a power cable. That'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, they got rid of the brick with solar the power. S. Yeah, but whatever. We'll see, man. It's going to be interesting. All right, moving on here. A couple of Nintendo stories to run down. So now we have the online subscription, which has been more detailed because we always get news about it every couple of months, but we're still left with a ton of questions. So this time they came out with how it's going to be broken down and like a FAQ, you know. So, Chris, what's going on with this subscription thing for Nintendo?
All right, so there's basically four main features, and they're not really selling this, but it's just what's happening, right? It's like, I don't know how you sell that you're gonna lose free multiplayer, and you now have to pay for it. So there, you know, it's all like battle it out in Splatoon 2 and Mario Kart 8. You know the stuff you're doing now and you're not paying for? Well, guess what? You're going to have to pay for it.
Hey, Sony did the same thing, if you think about it, you know?
Yeah, well, that was during a system transition, right? So it's very slick. It's like, this is PS4 now, and you're going to have to accept it. Like, but now you have the Switch, and you're doing that. Now, guess what? Now there's a paywall going up in September. So they only list 4 games, and I think that third-party guys can do whatever they want. They don't have to use this service. I don't see it mentioned that way. It seems like it says it will vary between titles, which tells me that, okay, third-party guys can decide to either put it behind the paywall and work with Nintendo or just do their own thing. And I think most will probably do their own thing. It comes with a choice of 20 NES games. Now, I don't know why this is, why they were so specific, like 20 NES games that have added online play. So I don't know who is asking for Balloon Fight online.
You know.
And I don't know why it's so system specific. Like, you have an NES Classic, a SNES Classic, and you know people want a virtual console, but you didn't call it that. They called it the Nintendo Entertainment System Nintendo Switch Online service, you know? So, you know, you get that, right? And then you can back up your saves now. Yay, they made cloud backup that you have to pay for. They didn't give an alternative.
So crazy.
So before anyone compares it like, oh, but you have to pay for PSN, to get cloud backups. But the PlayStation 4 comes with a way to back up to USB. There's always a way to back up your PlayStation and your saves. There was always a way. And on Xbox, too, you could back up your stuff. You had an offline solution to save your stuff. Nintendo doesn't give you that. So that's the big difference. You now, the only way you can back up your stuff off the Switch now is through this paid solution, which I think is shitty. And the fourth thing is you get access to a iPhone and Android app on your phone to get leaderboards. And the only game they mentioned that this works with is Splatoon 2, which is like, you didn't make it work with anything else. And
not Mario Kart?
It doesn't have any other thing. It only mentions Splatoon 2 as a compatibility thing with this app. So why would you have to download an app on your phone to check leaderboards? Huh?
To see a scoreboard.
Yeah, well, it lets you invite people and stuff, but this is all stuff that should be accessible in the game. Or on the system, right? You have to fire up this app and go, I'm going to invite my buddies on here. You know, it's kind of dumb. And apparently it only works if you pay for Nintendo Switch Online. This thing doesn't work unless you have the subscription. So there's that. And yeah, that's it. $20 a year or $4 a month. Or I don't know how they spaced out this pricing. Or this family membership, which is, I guess, you can add a couple family members on there and pay $35 a year. Yes. So that's pretty much it. That's what you get for Nintendo Online.
By the way, I'm looking at some of the FAQ stuff, and I love some of this. Like, how do I set up and use save data cloud backup? More details later. It's like more details later. It's like, that doesn't answer anything, you know? And then how can I tell if a game requires a Nintendo Switch Online membership for online play? We'll share more information later.
Yes, this is my problem. I don't have much else to say. I read all this and there's no details, right? But yet they want you to pre-order it. There's a pre-order for this shit. I don't know who pre-orders an online service.
Pre-order PlayStation Plus.
Yeah.
Amazon was sending that out. You could pre-order here first. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
they want to make sure that they don't run out.
How do you? it's ridiculous. So to pre-order online, so this is the same thing Warner Bros. Is doing with the DC Universe streaming service, which I also think is stupid. That they're offering pre-orders. You are not offering any content. You want people to pay for it already. That is dumb. Mm-hmm. So this service, I think, is. Not a good deal, even for the low price. It doesn't integrate any of the other things that they should be accounting for. Like, why isn't Pokemon Bank integrated into this so that you could have it? Since there's a Pokemon coming out on the Switch, and then there's a fuller game probably in the works going to come out on Switch, but yeah, Pokemon Bank isn't integrated into this at all. They don't have details. cloud backup, which people have been asking for forever, a way to put their saves on there. They don't have details on the main thing that people have been asking for since the system came out. You don't have details. I think this service is shit.
Tell me how you really feel. Opinion. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of agree. I'm like, oh, by the way, if you buy this, it's only for Switch. Like, it's not for 3DS or Wii U or nothing, you know?
It doesn't work with anything else. Like, just like everything else Nintendo releases, like in terms of gimmicks, it only works for one thing. This is only for the Switch, and the app only works with Splatoon 2. This is retarded.
Yeah, but did you see how the Nintendo fanboys reacted to this? I'm curious what their reaction was. I haven't really seen them.
It's whatever.
Or maybe their silence says it all, you know?
I honestly haven't seen anyone cheering this on. Which means to tell me that, like, yeah, you can see how stupid this is. This is hit so low that you can't defend this.
You didn't have dudes feigning and shit when they saw this.
They can feign all they want. Like, whatever. If you want this, go pay Nintendo to get cloud backups, right? That's on you. Like, to me, this is worthless. And honestly, like, if it's only, and they only list a few games, and if third parties are going to skip it, then I would skip this as well. I'd be like, fuck this. I would find a way to fucking... honestly, you know what? I would just jailbreak the goddamn system so I could back up my saves and save yourself $20 a year.
Yeah, and then, like, to me, the only thing worthwhile here, you can get somewhere else, you know, the Nintendo games. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, get those somewhere else. You can just buy the NES Classic, which is, like, a little bit more available now, you know?
Yeah.
Or emulators. I'm just being real.
Yeah. There you go. That's how I feel about it. Anyone in the chat want to complain that I'm advocating piracy? No. You jailbreak your system. You paid for it. Do whatever you want. I'm not paying Nintendo $20 a year to back up saves.
Yeah. All right. Anybody in here actually think this thing is a good deal or not as bad as people think?
I could answer it, but we'll have more details later.
Yeah, right.
Carlos will have an answer later.
I'll have more details later about my answer.
Everything about this... is just seems half-assed. It's like it's a half-assed online service with half-assed games, with like that leaderboard crap. Like they only mentioned four games or four or five games. I don't know how many, but it's around that
ballpark. Four or five games locked behind a paywall. One game where you can view the leaderboards. Splatoon 2.
Also, it's leaderboards.
Honestly, if they would have had like their own like. Achievement trophy system, online play, and voice chat integrated with the Switch, I would have been happy. Given the same price, I would have been happy.
You know what, Carlos? Given
a fucking virtual console alone, and I would have been happy.
Yeah, no, you know you're right about that. If they actually added trophy, could you imagine, like, hey, if you pay for this service, you get achievements, but if you don't pay for it, you don't get achievements. That is kind of fucked up if they would do something like that, though. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that shit. By the way, shout out to Talkie Quasar, who's hosting us on Mixer. Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir.
He says that we are very entertaining. That's good to know, man.
That's my therapist, then.
Yo, it's interesting. It's like Nintendo has set such a low bar for this that like we would have been happy with like just the littlest of things. But they even went down on this. Like they even surprised us with this crap. And it's like,
yo, man, I hear some furious button clicking right now, son. You hear that? Keeping it real. All right. By the way, Cyrus Martin says, I love my Switch, but I'm not doing their online BS. I'm fine with playing local multiplayer and SP on it and doing my online elsewhere. I'm pretty sure a lot of people feel that way too, bro.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, I can, like, right now, is Fortnite locked behind us? No. And I'm pretty sure other third-party multiplayer isn't locked behind it either. So why are you paying for... If you're just paying for save data backups, my recommendation is just root the thing for free. And you will have the ability to back up your own saves to whatever media you want.
Yeah. And... Oh, shit, I forgot what I was going to say.
Yo, but yeah. You know... Oh, go ahead before you forget.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, Nintendo releases mostly... Like, they're big games that first-party Nintendo releases are single-player games anyways. Like, Splatoon is the only, like, multiplayer game that I could think of. Maybe Pokemon, but That's a stretch calling
multiplayer. Nah, man, Balloon Fight's going to be online, right. Son. Let's go.
I'd be worried because their marketing is always very specific. They're always very careful about what they say. They're like politicians of the video gaming world. Yeah. This thing doesn't mention Pokemon at all. So I'd be very wary about what it supports in the future. You may be throwing $20 away if nothing else is going to support this thing.
It didn't mention Pokemon. You know what else it didn't mention that's coming out this year?
Smash Brothers. Yeah, Smash Brothers is not on here. So you're telling me this game, which was announced, it was pretty much their E3. Their E3 was Smash Brothers, mm-hmm. right? They didn't mention it in this thing. So if Smash Bros. Is not behind a paywall, or you could just do a local multiplayer with it, then what the fuck are you paying for? Like, really, $20 a year for cloud backups? Really, that's it?
Yep.
Yo, man, you just paying a Nintendo just to support them. It's like a Patreon, you know?
It's a GoFundMe.
It's a GoFundMe, yeah. Man. What the fuck?
You ain't getting nothing. I feel like they should have talked, like, you know, got somebody from from some other company that actually knew about doing this sort of stuff. And the thing is that, like, they're kind of treating it like the way Sony was treating online.
But they always do this. They always do this. They're always behind the times, and they never look what other people's doing. Xbox Live has been around for, what, 14, 15 years? Yep. And they don't get this shit?
Chris, like, you know that better than anybody, how Nintendo doesn't listen to anybody, you know?
No, and you don't know. I could talk about some meetings I've had. Like, no, just they don't get it. I'm having flashbacks from the war. I got to stop. I'm going to epic tear and say something that may come back to haunt me.
Yeah, no, just chill out. By the way, Zara's Raid says that Foxy Games UK, shout out to Foxy, mentioned in his news video that Nintendo made a quote-unquote booby trap software to lure pirates to brick their Switches. What? That's weird. You know, do our throwdowns? Dude, we're on episode 194, man. We do this shit every week, Playboy.
Yeah, we do it twice a week.
That's true. We do this shit twice a week.
Microsoft did that with the 360 when everything was getting powered. They were actually releasing certain games and putting them online so that way people would download them, and they had a hidden software so that way they can see them on the network and then just zap them.
Yeah, damn. I'm not saying pirate game. I'm saying root your system so you have access to back up your saves. If you want to go sail the high seas, that's totally up to you.
Oh, man. All right, let's move on here. Some more Nintendo news.
Chris Seeley of the Throwdown said.
Yeah, right. By the way, speaking about emulation, so Nintendo is actually suing two major ROM sites. Man, Chris, go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you, this is all just could all just be conspiracy theory. But if you remember, not long ago. Certain people found that the ROMs that Nintendo had on their sites, on their network, were actually the ROMs that people had already kind of ripped off of their games. How much do you want to bet that these two places that they're suing are probably the sources where they got these things from?
Sure.
And they want to squash them before anything else happens. Because if you remember, like, there was... Somehow they were able to find different things that were in there. I'm like, you know, like something was this, it had maybe something to do with a serial number or something like that, this was from a specific place that they put something in there.
Yeah. That said that. The guys who ripped those ROMs always sign it, right? Mm-hmm. So when they took the ROMs off the NES Classic and SNES Classic and looked at the headers, guess what? They matched the bootlegs. So they were taking bootleg ROMs and putting them on there. And, that's not surprising. They can just claim, well, it's our intellectual property anyway, so we can do that and we don't have to do any work. That's fine and all, but at the same time, this is low-hanging fruit because there's 1,000 emulation sites and ROM sites. They're just going after the ones that are hosted in the United States, which they can get easily on copyright laws. Good luck getting the other ones, right?
Like China.
Yeah.
All the ones that are in Belgium.
Yeah, just find the other ones. Find the Russian ones or whatever. Like, they're out there. I don't know. This seems like it's just wasted effort to go after these two sites. Unless they're like, oh, we'll come after you. Good luck with that. You'll find the site that doesn't give a fuck and will not stop. And then you have no recourse to go after them legally.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, there's a bunch of ROM sites out there, tons of them, right? why are they going after these two specifically?
I just think I read that story, and I think it's just because they're hosted here. It's an easy win using the DMCA. They can take on the court, get them shut down. One of them shut down, and one of them took all of their ROMs. I don't know if they took all the just the Nintendo ROMs and all the ROMs that they had on the site period off. But it's like a easy win for them with our copyright laws, right? You go anywhere else, they have a hell of a fight on their hands. They probably don't want to do it, so. Eh.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Techno Fabulous. Call of Duty. What's going on, man?
Get down. Don't get that Black Ops. What?
Yeah, but anyway, this story is a surprise, man. This is Nintendo being Nintendo, you know?
They're like, you thought to mess with my game.
Right.
And apparently they're suing for a total of $2 million.
Those sites don't even have any of
them. Yeah, they're asking for $150,000 per game. Shit. Oh,
that's how much I'm losing every time you copy the game, eh?
They also attack these guys because they don't have lawyers or anything. They're not going to go get their lawyers and try to fight Nintendo, right? But there's plenty to do. Nintendo goes after a lot of guys who make copycat games on iOS and Android. And those guys will fight back. They will get their lawyers, and Nintendo drops those lawsuits in a second. Nintendo's like a toothless fucking tiger. They come out like, oh, we'll get their legal team on you. Yeah, but you always lose against the guys who are copying outright, bootlegging, copying your games and putting them on mobile. And you never take those guys down because they'll actually fight back. They have money and they'll get lawyers.
Yeah,
so I find that hilarious.
Yeah, these guys aren't going to do nothing, you know? Yeah. You know, that is funny. I didn't realize, but you are 100% right about that, you know? It's crazy, man. Anybody else have any thoughts on this? I'm going to take that as a no. So we'll move on here to the next story and maybe our last story. We'll see what happens. Okay, so this is interesting. So Amazon is now letting you finance PC parts, right? So basically, let's say, you know, you want to buy a rig over there for $2,000, right? For 5 months, you could pay it off $400 installments. Sounds pretty smart to me. You know,
yeah, man. Especially the price of video cards, man. Shit.
Yeah. When I first heard about this, I thought it was like, oh, it's like a layaway program, you know, for computer parts. That's good to me. Because to be honest, it's like, especially with like how expensive these things are nowadays. You know, you put it on the layaway program, and then you go and keep paying it like whatever amount during the month, and then you get it. Sounds good to me. I do a lot of collectibles, and that's how a lot of those big collectibles are done now, where you can do a layaway program. You don't need to blow like, you know, a bunch of money. You can pay it off like, you know, in 6 months or even more or less. So, I mean, there was a little bit of backlash on this thing too, right?
Yeah. I mean, not really backlash, but basically people realize that, hey, if you don't have enough money in your bank account, Amazon's just going to keep taking out money. So you may get overdrafted shit, but it's like, you should probably have that money ready beforehand. You know what I'm saying?
That's like for any sort of layaway program, you should at least be able to have that amount of money in the bank every month.
Yeah. And there's some stipulations too. You need to be a US resident. You need to have had Amazon account for like over a year. You need to have a good standing with them. That means you pay your shit off on time. And you need to have an active bank account or credit card with them, you know? So
the one thing that about that that leads me to believe that maybe that, you know, they don't say whether you, this may sounds like it might be a little bit like, you know, when you get a cell phone and they put the bill on every single thing per month, you still get the cell phone. But you like every month you still have to pay for the cell phone. So that's what it kind of sounds like, because they don't actually go into any sort of specifics as to, whether once you finish paying off the computer part, then you get it. Or if you get it right away and you just keep getting money taken out of your account to pay for it.
I don't know. I don't know if this is different from what I do, but I think I've been doing something similar to this for years now with Amazon. I have it's called a Amazon store card. I guess it's like their credit line or whatever. And if I purchase something that's over $100 or something like that, you can you can do like pretty much get it for like 6 months with no interest, like pay it off.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that for years. So I'm not too sure what the difference between this and what I do now is.
It might be the Moya. It might be like an extension of that sort of idea. You know what I mean? You know, maybe not, you know, I'm sure not a lot of people have Amazon cards or, you know, so maybe what they're doing is they're extending it to other people. Is this, I didn't check this out. Is this also just locked to Prime?
Oh shit. I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what they're doing. They're probably taking that sort of thing that's from the card and applying it to the Amazon Prime.
Yeah. And it seems like this thing is only, you know, for like, you know, PC related things like laptops and tablets too. It's not like you could buy furniture with this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, man, I want to buy some furniture, son.
Yeah. Actually, that's a good one. It's like, what if you want to buy a PC desk? You know,
I guess. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, what does it extend to PC accessories?
No, it doesn't. It only extends to PC parts specifically, you know, or related parts. You know, I think it's good. It's like, hey, yo, man, I want the new graphics card, but I know I'm not trying to pay $1,000 for it.
You know? I'm sure eventually they'll be happy to accommodate your desk as well, or be happy to be like, oh, well, that's why you need a Prime card.
Yeah, they could try to get you like that because this thing's just in its infancy. So, yeah, I could see that. Hey, like, don't you need a cup holder while you're playing PC games? You know what I'm saying? They could throw all kinds of shit into this.
You want that new gaming chair, don't you?
Yeah, like, hey, man, get yourself a racing chair. You know. By the way,
Doritos and Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I was gonna derail this whole thing completely, but yeah, I think it's good. You know, I think it's good. Actually, I will derail it because we literally just ran through everything. What is up with those racing chairs now? Like that all streamers use? I don't get it.
I don't know.
What do you mean? What's up with it?
What is up with that? Like, why is it that every streamer, like when they're streaming, you notice they're sitting on a racing chair? Where did that start? I'm confused by that.
I think racing chair's been around for a while.
Yeah, they're like really
the DX racer chairs.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, no, I understand that, but like, is that like a thing? It just seems like if you're gonna be a real streamer, you got to have one of those now. You know,
I think DX racer gives them sponsorships, so they get that. You notice the chair like the first thing you see them sitting in it, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like, oh, I need that chair. You know.
Even our boy Robert Workman has one of those.
Yeah, I'm sure if you ask him, he probably got it sponsored or subsidized, or maybe they gave it to him.
Yeah. I'll tell you guys something off air. Just remind me to tell you it's related to that. A couple of things here. Phantom Vash has sent us a bunch of stories. Most of these are, you know, they're good, but they're not like, hey, everybody could chime in on these, right? But since we got time to kill tonight, let's run through them and see what we can get out of it. All right, we already talked about Xbox Scarlet. Okay, apparently there's major layoffs at Evolution Studios after Onrush flops. Damn. I didn't know about that. Onrush? When the fuck did that come out?
Yeah, I'm like, what?
That's 24th, which may have been like this Tuesday.
Wait, it just came out and they're already like fucking...
Yeah.
This is like some Team Bondi shit going on.
Apparently it like just did not do all that well, and people are like just not happy with it.
Yeah. By the way, shout out to Mixer tonight. We got 3 new followers off of Mixer. Thank you to all of you.
So,
anything to add to this? I mean, that sucks. You know.
So, what is this game? I don't even know it.
Onrush. I never even heard of it.
It's a racing game, and it came out probably like 2 months ago, I think.
Two months. I thought it was came out like recently.
Aren't these the same guys who made Drive Club?
Yep. Same guys that made Drive Club and what's that Motorsport game? That's the one.
Oh yeah, those guys have had. I'm guessing that's why it's happened, because they're kind of running off of like two. This is gonna be like two flops in a row, you know?
Yeah.
And also like a lot of companies do this, but whenever sometimes they overhire to finish like a project or something with software, and
yeah,
once they're done with it, they let a lot of people go because they don't have the sufficient work to keep paying everyone.
you know,
it is pretty common within like a lot of these industries.
Yeah, it does. As soon as they finish the project, they just lay them off. You know, mm-hmm. So
it sucks, but
yeah,
I mean, you can't keep a full team around, especially if it's not like, especially if the you know the product didn't do amazing. You know.
Yeah, Hussein points out that Drive Club wasn't a flop. It actually wasn't. It did end up selling a lot afterwards.
It was fun.
But then question is, why are you selling the studio go?
What happened, Brian?
But then question is, why are you selling let the studio go if it wasn't a flop?
It's a good question. Yeah, where's the sequel, right? Why aren't they working on a sequel?
You know, like, if it did so well, then the studio would still be there. Like, it's only studios that don't perform as expected or underperform that get let go or terminated, and these guys were let go by Sony.
Well, remember, the studio hasn't been let go. People that work for the studio still there. It's just they cut out.
No, I mean, in other words, they're not like a company that Sony's coming back to.
Yeah. No, something's up. Something's up, for sure. All right. What else did he send us here? 2K Games is planning major expansions. Will expand studios internally and with external partners. Plan for all their games to be games as service. WWE games were a major highlight as they want that franchise to be big like their NBA 2K franchise. Adam, this is for you, he says.
They gotta change the devs. That game is old and it's crappy. The devs, the engine is horrible. They need to swap that out. And they just keep rehashing. Like even now, they just announced a new Ric Flair special edition, $100-something one. And they're giving, Roddy Piper and Hacksaw Jim Duggan. These are guys that were playable in the previous ones. You're repackaging shit and trying to sell it again. It's horrible.
What do you think about 2K in general, you know?
No, well, 2K is just a publisher. They're trying to put more money into these things. But unless the new studios get behind it, nothing's going to change. So I don't see anything. I don't see them unless, like I said, they need a new developer. That's the only way it's going to really change. They could want to do that, and I think that's just more speech so that way they can hype up with their shareholders. It's like, they're going to invest this. Well, you're going to make more commercials because that's what you've been doing. You know, you make more commercials to sell your product, but it's not really doing much if the game still sucks. You know, look at my Switch version. That shit was fucking broken out the box, still broken. They didn't announce it. We're going to fix it or anything. They just leave it. And then he said, 2K19 is not coming to Switch. I wonder why. Because your last one fucking still broken. So.
Yeah. A couple of things here. Hussein, he says to Brian, why is Studio Japan still around? They made Knack and are still around. What do you say to that, Brian?
Japan Studio?
Yeah.
Japan Studio makes multiple games.
Yeah.
That Knack is not the only game that they made. They also made Gravity Rush, which did pretty decent in Japan. Okay over here in the States. They also are responsible for publishing Bloodborne. So they do multiple things.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't really put their eggs in one basket. They have many, many baskets. Small baskets, but they got a lot of them.
Now, I got a single basket. What about Polyphony?
Polyphony, man. Yeah, that's right. They only do one game.
It's Gran Turismo.
You know? But I don't think those games flop, you know? Those games make money.
The last one didn't flop,
but it didn't do that well either, you know?
And how many years does it take?
You know, yeah.
They go a long time. They put everything into that one game, right? And man, if it don't pay off, you know, but they're still around.
Gravity Rush wasn't a flop though, man. Like they didn't expect that game to do billions of copies.
They didn't make it. They didn't expect it to do incredibly well. And I think the same thing is with those. Gravity Rush is one of those, is what I would like to call a mid-tier title. It's not going to be a gangbuster.
I was talking about Gran Turismo.
No, Hussein said that Gravity Rush flopped, and I wanted to counter that.
No, it didn't. Gravity Rush, why do you think they made a sequel? Did pretty decent, right?
Yeah, he's talking about the sequel, you know?
The sequel did well in Japan and didn't do great here in the States. But here's the thing. That game never doesn't cost nearly as much as a Drive Club.
He says Gran Turismo Sports sold over 5 million or has over 5 million players. That's not bad. You know, I mean, I don't think it's as good as other Gran Turismos, but I think those 5 million alone will probably keep Polyphony around, to be honest. I don't think we need to worry about Polyphony. Let's just be real.
And also, let me also add the Japan studio is an internal Sony development studio. This is like within their own building internal. You know, they do a lot of those, a lot of Japanese games, you know, so, and a lot of those games are not like super, you know.
Yeah, they have
like,
their hands in a lot of stuff. So
exactly.
Yeah. All right. What else did he write here? Bandai Namco also expanding, and in the next 5 to 10 years, want 50% of the business to be new IPs and 50% games being made outside of Japan. Interesting, yeah, because Bandai Namco, most of their games are Japanese-based, and they're based on licenses. So I guess that's good that they're trying to expand, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool that they're trying to expand. We'll see how the Western-slash-Japanese development relationship is. It's not often, doesn't often go very well when it happens. If you remember Konami and Capcom, who also outsourced a lot of their games, and those games were not very good. Those three Silent Hill games that they made, that some other studio made, and you know, let's see, Capcom had was it Dark Void, and they had what was it, the Bionic Commando game. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. All right. What else is here? H1Z1 Battle Royale leaving early access and officially launching on August 7th. All right, there you go.
Oh my God, H1Z1 is releasing out of early access late and behind the curve of everybody else.
Yeah, Brett, what's your take on this, man?
This is exactly what this game has always done, so not really surprised. H1Z1's always been a ripoff of more popular games that stayed in alpha slash early access for too long to be relevant. So this is just kind of the MO of the series, if you ask me.
Oh man,
they just wait around for all the other guys to do something interesting, and then like, hey, we did that too.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, we can do that. It's broken and half baked, but we can do it, and it'll be released sometime.
Wasn't H1Z1 one of the touted games for PlayStation years ago?
I think it was. Yeah. Oh well. All right. Warner Brothers is distributing Ryan Reynolds' Detective Pikachu film, and it's opening a week after Avengers 4. Does anybody care about this movie?
Not really.
No, no. Yeah. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, yeah. Ryan Reynolds is voicing Pikachu in that movie.
What is he going to do with the Detective?
Yeah, for you guys who don't know, Detective Pikachu is like, I guess for the lack of a better term, a mutant Pikachu, you know, mutant Pokemon. He actually could speak.
No, in the game, he can only speak. Only one kid can understand him. So it's not like in Pokemon with Meowth that can talk to everyone because he can speak Japanese.
Yeah.
This one, it's this one kid who somehow can understand him, and he sounds like a noir detective. You know, he has this gruff voice. It's like, yeah, Eddie Valiant in Pikachu's body. You know, it's kind of weird. So I don't get the logic. The game looks weird. So it's an even weirder idea to make a anime out of it or whatever.
Well, this is a live action movie apparently, so
even better. No, I care less now.
Yeah.
Turn down the care meter.
Like, it because wasn't Danny DeVito originally supposed to be the voice? Like, what happened to that, you know?
Yeah, well, that would make more sense. That would jive with the game. Kind of sounds more like Danny DeVito.
Yeah, so does that mean Ryan Reynolds is going to do a Danny DeVito impression?
Oh, this is stupid.
Exactly, it's dumb. Who cares? Yeah, you know, all right. What else is here? Hey, Brett, what's your take on this? Hellblade VR is coming to PC.
Oh my God!
get into Senua's mind.
That's gonna be intense. That's something else right there.
My question is: are they gonna change the game to first person now? Is that how it's gonna work?
It's all still in third person. I'm still confused as to why. It's like, makes little to no sense, but it's all still in third person. It's just that your camera is like weirdly fixed in terms of distance away from Senua, but you can like swivel around like as you turn your head, so you can like see like over her shoulder and stuff like that, like off to like the left side or right side or something like that. Yeah, it's interesting. I want to see how well that works.
Well, because isn't she supposed to be having psychosis and seeing hallucinations and stuff? Wouldn't that be awesome if your sense of reality in the VR is flipped upside down and you can't tell friend from foe and stuff and you're in first person? That'd be even better. That seems like wasted potential.
Yeah, it seems like it's lazy, to be honest, you know? Like, yeah, just keep it in third person. It's like kind of missing the whole point of VR, man. Oh, well.
You know, first person makes some people sick, so they're looking for answers for third person. And kind of what it ends up being is this weird middle ground right now where it's almost going back to the old Resident Evil camera angles, except you can look around freely from that fixed point of view. So I have mixed feelings about it. Well, I'm like, that seems like a rollback. I'm like, it also does kind of halfway solve the problem. And I haven't played any games like that, so I can't tell you whether or not it's constrictive. So I dealt with it for years with, you know, all those, you know, Resident Evil style games. So I don't know. Maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't. I don't feel like it does, but there has to be a reason so many of these fucking games are doing it.
I guess I got to try. By the way, speaking of more head-scratching VR stuff, apparently they're going to bring the Sega Genesis Classics Collection to PlayStation VR.
What? You know what? You know what it's probably going to do, right?
So you're going to play Sonic? Like,
no, you know what it is they're going to do? They're going to put you in the room that's on the menu.
Maybe. I guess when you look around, you're going to see the room.
Yeah, it's going to look like that room, you know, or you see the TV and you see underneath is the console and everything.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. I guess.
So, yeah, they're going to put you in a room, put you in a VR room.
That's interesting.
You're going to be playing a game in a game, man.
Yeah.
Yo, Brett, is this what you envisioned when you said VR was going to take off?
You know?
It's like, I consider this taking off, so fuck all y'all.
All right, hey, as long as you got your definition of it.
It's not big, but they're doing R&D. They're going to be coming out with, you know, new versions. They're coming out with a new version of Oculus. They keep upgrading the hardware. There's games being released every day, and it actually has a pretty healthy following. Since we've talked about it, I've actually looked into it. I was like, God damn, there are actually a lot of games that do release in VR. There are a lot of people that buy a lot of these games in VR. Like, there's actually... It's way healthier than I thought that it was. So, but I guess some people are just like, fuck yeah, VR. I mean, I'm still waiting for the next gen myself, but I guess there are a lot of people who are really into it. There's a reason they keep making this shit, and it's not to throw money in a hole.
I don't know. I think they are throwing money in a hole, but, you know, I could be wrong. All right. Guacamelee 2 is coming. Okay. Did anybody play the original?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I enjoyed that game.
What's the game all about? It's like a side-scrolling game or something?
You are a wrestler who died, and you're going to avenge your death.
Was this a wrestler that was on Lucha Underground?
Mm. No. But he is a Lucha.
No, but I'm saying, because you know how they always die in that show, you know?
Yeah, no, it's not. This is before that.
Barry Burton says, PlayStation Home VR Beta, more rooms.
Oh man!
Yeah, you know, Astrobot Rescue Mission is coming. I never even heard of this game. Street Fighter V is the main event at Evo. It always is, though. And Ni No Kuni 2 Season Pass. Okay, I'm done with the game though. So whatever.
I know. Are you not going to mention I'm sure everybody knows, but you're not going to mention the GTA update that just came out?
If you want to talk, well, that was going to be my next thing, because I ran out of topics here. Any gaming things you want to bring up, please do. So, Brett, since you already mentioned it, talk about the GTA stuff.
Well, I haven't had a chance to dig into it much personally, but for those of you that don't know, on Tuesday, the Nightlife, or the Nightclub DLC, just dropped. And the main idea of it, from what I understand, is you can buy a nightclub. They range from just over $1 million to up to almost $2 million, so in the affordable range. You can upgrade them fully for up to almost $5 million. For those of you who want to spend a lot of money, you can put accoutrements in it, screens, dancers, that kind of thing, and it can actually passively generate money. It has a more single player focus, from what I understand, in a lot of the missions. It does follow the Ballad of Gay Tony, which a lot of people will be happy about. Let's see what else. It also works to consolidate all of your businesses so that they passively make money. So if you have, you know, a motorcycle club and a bunker and an import-export, that you can kind of tie them all together and run them all partially, at least, from the club. And I'm not sure if it's you actually run through the cargo in the inventory, which I don't think is the case. I think they just passively launder and generate money. So, and then, as you know, of course, there are new cars, new outfits, and apparently they're putting in actual real-life DJs, and they're going to be continuously updating the DJ set, so the music in your nightclub will be updated.
And people thought that it was already dead and that it was done. Nope.
No, but here's a
really big update. It's one of their biggest ones.
Okay, well, here's my question, because to me, this sounds like, yeah, you guys get a big update, like, every month. Like, what makes this
really big? This is big. This reminds me of, like, when they did the bunker and stuff like that.
Yeah, there have been essentially, what is it, like, 5 major updates in the history of GTA Online. There was motorcycle clubs, import exports, bunkers, Doomsday.
Heist, you're forgetting Heist.
Well, heists were supposed to be included with the fucking launch.
Yeah. Still a major update, though.
It is. And so I think that was the fourth or fifth one. So, yeah, there's only a handful. And each one essentially gives you access to new options, new missions, things like that. The big difference in this one is that it actually has a little bit more of a narrative-driven campaign. And a lot of people are big fans of The Ballad of Gay Tony, and this kind of has that kind of feel. So for people who have been finding the last few expansions of GTA to be extremely multiplayer centric, and that makes sense because it is an online game, but you know, the last couple ones, like the Doomsday heist, you can do with 2 people, but you generally need 4 heists. This is a little bit more of a narrative driven experience from what I've come to understand. I actually haven't gotten into it. I don't have enough money to buy a nightclub yet. I'm working on it. But I'm sure Chris will beat me to the punch. But does anybody else know anything particularly awesome about this that I don't have mentioned?
Yeah, like I said, because, you know, I kind of zone out when it comes to GTA. So I get like, hey, we have another major drop. I get an email like that every fucking week. So I didn't realize that this one was actually, like, you know, significant. You know,
it's an expansion. They drop, like, cars and outfits all the time. But this one is actually a game expansion.
This one was supposed to come out, I think, a year ago.
Yeah, no, that's dope. If that's the case, that sounds awesome. Yeah, I'll always give props to this game, man. This is the reason why people keep buying it. You know, they always put out, like, new shit, you know? Good on them, man. By the way,
release more Red Dead shit, man.
No, I didn't cut that. You're not going to see nothing until the week beforehand, man.
You want to be surprised?
I'm surprised that we're not getting anything from this game.
That's fine. We know it's going to be hot.
They know they got you, son.
They got us. I'm canceling
my pre-order, man.
Carlos canceled one of his pre-orders. He got like a couple of them, you know?
Yeah, I'm canceling the Xbox One pre-order.
Yeah, but anyway, a quick shout-out to Phantom Bash who gave us all those little news stories there, you know? Anything else, Adam? Any random gaming things you want to bring up?
Well, I think I talked about it, about Ghost Recon doing the permadeath.
You talked about that.
Yeah, that was the only big news that came, because that was a huge ass up there. It was like 18 gigs or some shit. I'm like, what? But, I'm trying to think. Anything else? The Division Global event is coming on Monday. It's late. It's the July one, and usually they're right toward the beginning, but for some reason, when they did their State of the Game announcement, they said, yeah, it's coming, but late. It's coming on Monday, which is like the end of the month, not even this weekend, so that sucks, but whatever. You know, it's still coming, and that's pretty much it. I mean, nothing else really happened.
Yeah, Brian, any random gaming thing you want to bring up?
I'm mostly just going to talk about the Senua's Sacrifice. Not coming on PSVR, and all the people being salty about it.
Wait, what game isn't coming to VR?
Senua's Sacrifice.
Because it's only for PC, right?
Yep. And lots of people were really salty about that in the Twitter thread.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know how people are. You know, when stuff don't come to their platform, they get salty.
Yeah, my question is, do these people understand that PSVR probably can't handle it as well as PC?
I doubt that.
Yeah, that is true. This is the internet, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, that's what it's like. What else actually has been happening? I guess there's like the non-gaming stuff about Facebook and whatever the hell happened there on that.
Yeah, I was waiting for that to melt down. It didn't seem to happen.
They do own Oculus, so it's adjacently gaming related.
Yeah, right. I don't know. We don't need to get into that. We were going to talk about Facebook if it just completely went under, which we kind of hoped was going to happen, but that didn't happen, which is kind of disappointing. I'm being real. Fuck Facebook. Also, I'm being real.
We can talk about people dumping their girlfriends to play more Call of Duty.
Yo, man, I got some things to say about that. Fuck it. I'm gonna talk about it. I know it's bochinche and shit, but I have to talk about it, man. Okay, so if you guys know me, I am a huge fan of Yanet Garcia, who's like considered the hottest weather girl. She's fine as fuck. But the thing is, her boyfriend was this guy called FaZe, right? Who's a streamer, a Call of Duty streamer. He's a fitness guy. Yeah, he's a fitness guy. So this dude dumps her this week because he wants to concentrate on Call of Duty.
That makes his money. That's money, though. That's different as opposed to someone who just plays video games. He makes money.
But here's the thing. It's like they're not even together right now. She's in Mexico doing her thing on her talk. And it's like a variety show or something. Like, I could be completely wrong. But either way, she's in Mexico. He's in wherever the fuck he lives. I'm like, you're not even with her anyway. You didn't really need to dump her. Kind of interesting.
Probably got some other chick.
Well, listen. I'm just being real right now, right? When after you've gotten a chick on that level, he's not going to be wanting for any more chicks afterwards, if you know what I'm saying. Like, that guy's good, you know? And the thing is, like, in general, even though I know it's a lot of people are like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? You just left a fine-ass woman. I'm like, listen, man, career come before relationships, man, because, you know? So I understand. But at the same time, man, woo, yo, that dude has power, man. That's all I'm saying, man.
There's more to being with a girl than her being hot, though. Like, yep. It helps. Don't get me wrong. It really helps when they look naked. But
yeah.
It doesn't erase the stupid.
Yeah. We're not saying she's stupid, though. We're just saying.
I'm going to say it, Tony. I'm going to say it, Tony. Like, maybe she has no personality.
Not even. Yeah. Tommy Lee said it best. He was like, show me a hot girl and I'll show you someone who's tired of her. You know, and he said it. And it's true. It's like, you know, there's always somebody who's like, I'm ready to move on.
I mean, not even that. Like, yeah, I'm sorry. I did not mean to imply this person was stupid. I don't even know who this chick is. But my point is, like, there's probably a reason he doesn't want to be with her. And for all those people out there being like, but she's hot. Like, okay, and?
Yeah, and?
Like, that's not a legitimate reason to keep a relationship going.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I don't even understand. I'm confused where the confusion is coming from because it just seems like a whole bunch of people being like, but she's hot. And like, dude, get out of your basement.
Yeah, I have something to say about those type of people, but I don't want to get in trouble, so I'll leave it alone. But yeah, it's like, yeah, she, like, okay, guys, you know me. I don't give anything a 10. This is a chick so bad, I'm considering giving her a 10. Even I'm like, I totally understand where my man's coming from. I totally understand where he's coming from, you know? It's just interesting, though. It's like, is she going to get with another streamer now? Is that her thing? I don't know. It's silly, man. Okay, by the way, I need to address this real quick. The Truth is asking us about the No Man's Sky update. Okay, I'm going to be real right now. You know I love you guys, our fans. Do you guys not watch the show? I have been this is the fifth time today where people are asking me, are we going to talk about the No Man's Sky update? We talked about it last week.
Last week when it happened.
Well, we're not talking about it last week. We're not talking about it like this is how it is because I don't think anybody's playing it.
Yeah, okay. Here's my question. Is that what it is? Do people want our hands-on impressions? Is that what it is?
Like, we were talking about what it was, and I'm sure they're like, so what do you guys think? And I kind of think our answer is like...
Because I'm like, oh, we talked about this shit already.
Chris, you were the last person to play the damn thing.
I've been playing Mega Man X Legacy, man. I'm not playing No Man's Sky.
No, I mean, I haven't played this update. I was kind of annoyed that the last update, it didn't really do anything, so I gave up. I'm not really firing that shit up again.
From what I understand, people really love the update. They're like, oh, this is the game I wanted. But like I said last week, too little, too late. Same thing that happened with Street Fighter V, too little, too late. I don't care that you finally got it right.
That's true with the TWO, man. That's 2 years.
Yeah. Nah, son. Nope. You had your chance and you blew it, you know? So if you guys want our impressions, sorry, you know, I don't give a fuck. All right. Just being real, I don't give a fuck. They missed their chance, you know.
That's fair. But again, like, people definitely seem to be like enjoying it. Apparently the numbers went back up to something similar to what were at launch. Because on Steam charts, I think at launch they had like a height of like 15,000 guys like on a one time, and this went up from like 1,000 all the way up to like 5,000. So definitely people are coming back to it, and people definitely seem to be like enjoying it. Even the Steam reviews have gone from like negative to mixed. So there's definitely people enjoying it, but as Tony said, is this like too little too late?
Yeah, and that's not even a question for me. It is too little too late. I don't care. Person, I just don't care. You know, you had your shot. You blew it. All right. Who else didn't go? Carlos, any random gaming thing you want to bring up?
Yeah, I've been playing Heroes of the Storm.
My man. You know,
I don't think anything else happened. I wanted to get the Mega Man X collection, but I don't know why I'm just holding off on that.
Yeah, it's fucking good, man. I never played those games before. It's legit, man. My only problem with the collection is the save state shit. I'm like, in the last couple of collections, you could save anywhere, or you had you know, like checkpoint saves. Now it's just whatever save point was in the game itself. I'm like, come on, man, it's some bullshit, you know?
That's just like the game was like when it originally came out, right?
Like, yeah, I mean, a little bit. Like, for example, in Mega Man X, the first one, actually the first three of them, if you wanted to save, you had to jot down the passwords. You don't need to do that anymore. You just hit save and that's it. But like, if you're trying to go through Sigma's Fortress, right, or Sigma's whatever, basically there's four stages to it. And if you die along the way, you got to go all the way back. Yeah, I understand that's how it used to be, but in Mega Man Legacy Collection, the original one wasn't like that. You could save in the middle of that shit, and the or it would auto-save, so it's a little kind of annoying, you know? But yeah, no, the collection is dope. Me and Rico actually did a live stream of it the other day. By the way, I had to call Rico out because, he, you know, for years since I've known this guy, he's always like, yo, you got to play Mega Man X. It's fucking ill. You got to play Mega Man X. So in my mind, I'm like, this guy must be the biggest Mega Man X fan. He must have played all of them. Turns out he only played Mega Man X 4, 5, and 6, and a little bit of 7. I'm like, wait, you didn't play the main ones, dude. So now he's going to get a chance to go back to those. And Rico's going to stream that shit for us, people. So that's going to be cool. The whole journey, he's going to be playing all 8 games. He's going to try to platinum all of them, too, you know? But it's 2 collections, just 2 platinums, not 8 platinums.
Oh, did anyone want me to stream RE7 straight through?
Yes, I did. Yes. Right. Do it.
Do it. Yeah, man. Do it, man. That sounds good. Who is it? Manny, any random gaming thing you want to bring up?
No. I mean, it's a small thing, but you know, if you guys have watched Digital Foundry recently, you notice that they were able to finally get an accurate video from the Switch, where they can kind of compare the docked mode to the on screen mode. You know, so then now you can just like, so they can get the, you know, those proper frame rates and all that stuff. But the one thing I don't have a problem with this, but I do think it's a little bit weird. So in the video, I can't remember the person who hosted it, and he's like, well, you know, this is, you know, because they've been showing some recent Switch comparisons, and they're like, yep, this is how we do it. We got this thing from the specific modder, and you know, what you can do is you can send send your Switch in, or you can buy a Switch from them that's already modded, where you can literally play your Switch out of dock mode, but essentially dual screen mode, kind of like the way you would play a Wii U. The only thing about it is the video just seems a bit like it's a like an advertisement for this mod, and I don't know. I mean, for a professional site, it seems a little bit odd for them to be doing something like that. You know, obviously they want to show how they're doing this sort of stuff to people, but I mean, you don't usually with mods, you don't give everything. You just be like, hey, yeah, this is a mod that somebody did, you know, and then that's it. But this is like, yeah, you go to blah, 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 who created this, and then you get this thing. It's like, yo, you guys are kind of getting stuff from the game, you know, from Nintendo. And you're kind of telling people how that they can fix their console. Just a little bit suspect, but you know, whatever.
By the way, Sweet Art Digital Foundry, I hope they do a comparison video with the Mega Man X Legacy Collection. They did one with Sonic Mania recently. That was really good. Mm-hmm. You know, John Lindemann, I met him for a quick second at E3, and I told him, like, yo, I love your videos, dude. The reason it was quick is because they were taking us to go inside the Sony event. If I had known the chaos that was going to happen after that with the escalator, I would have just hung out with John for a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. We had to wait forever to get that shit fixed, you know?
Yeah,
I'm being real. There's very, very few people in this industry I'm a fan of. I'm a fan of that guy, you know, mostly because he does the retro stuff and he does it well, you know.
He does the Digital Foundry retro.
You know how I became a fan of him when he did a retrospective on 32X? I'm like, this guy's cool. I like this guy.
32X.
It was good. Chris, anything?
He is the only American guy on that site.
Yeah. Chris, anything, any gaming thing, random stuff you want to bring up?
Not that I could think of. I mean, I played out Monster Hunter. I think the Summer Twilight Ends.
Oh yeah, today. Yeah. So me, you, and Brett been playing a little bit of that. Carlos jumped in there too. That was good stuff.
So
if they have another event, or if anybody has an itch, I will always like fire that up. That was good.
Yeah, we got Behemoth coming. You know.
Yeah, so that'll be a good opportunity. I'm going to jump back into GTA 5 just to check out the nightclubs. I haven't done it yet because I was literally taking advantage of Summer Twilight. Now it's done. I'm going to go check out the nightclub now. That's what I'm trying to. I'm helping Brett, but that's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to buy a nightclub and see what it's all about.
Yeah, by the way, speaking about Monster Hunter, maybe this weekend I'm going to stream some Monster Hunter for PC for you guys. I've been playing some of it. It's fucking nice, man. Here's the thing. Since the PlayStation 4 Pro already had like a pretty high frame rate, like the frame rate differences in this game, in this one don't seem that apparent, but you really see it during the transitions. Like when you swing the camera around, you really notice how fucking smooth it is on PC. Since my PC is actually higher than the recommended specs for the game, so I maxed out everything out. I went crazy. It's good, man. The only kind of hiccup is, and I've read a couple of reviews, and it's not just isolated to me, the game crashes a lot. Like, here's the thing. It crashes during monster fights. I'm like, come on, son. You know, do you got to do all that shit over again? But, yeah, man, it looks fucking nice. I love all the little effects. Like, when I was fighting Puke Puke, like, you know when he shoots poison at you? You know, fuck you. That's what I called you. So anyway, when he spits that stuff out, like, I thought he was doing a new attack. I'm like, no, they just added all this extra mist and shit. You know, dope stuff, man. Like, you PC guys, get Monster Hunter when this shit drops in like 2 weeks. You're going to fucking love it. You know, by the way, think about it like this, Chris. This game is already Capcom's highest selling game of all time. Think about it when it comes to PC now. Forget about it, you know.
That's why I didn't understand that investor news. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Like, how do you downgrade on their biggest success as a company?
Yeah, and then like, oh, because we don't see the future. It's like, but it's coming to PC. What the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah. You know, you're about to get new injection of players, you know? That's the only thing, obviously, because I'm just being real right now. The only players online are game reviewers, and they're not online. So I got nobody to play with, you know?
Was that talking about stocks and shit, though?
What happened?
Was that talking about, like, their stock value?
No. They felt that Monster Hunter isn't going to go anywhere. And you know how skittish these investors are.
And that's what I'm saying. If you're talking about investors, I bet you they're thinking about it in the sense that this is the thing I hate about public trading. Like, it doesn't matter how much money you make. It just matters whether or not you make more money. So if that brings their – if Monster
Hunter – continuous growth.
You know, basically was super successful and they're like, okay, well, we're not going to top this, then they're going to tell people not to invest in the company because they're riding high on a success and there's not much chance for growth and for your, you know, high return on investment. So,
right. But that's not the only thing they make. If the only thing Capcom made was Monster Hunter, I would agree with you that it's like, oh, right, we don't see the long-term goals of this thing, but it's like, you got Resident Evil 2 coming out in January and that already has a lot of hype against it. And they're still obviously making money off Street Fighter V, and there's all these things they can leverage, right? So to say, like, well, we don't see a future Monster Hunter, it's like, motherfucker, that's only one thing they make. Why would you downgrade on just that?
Yeah, it's like they got other shit coming. Again, these people are very skittish, man. And they're also kind of stupid. Remember what happened with Nintendo when they figured out Pokemon wasn't a Nintendo IP? Fucking dumbasses. Like, yeah, right?
Like, how dare you?
Dumbasses.
I didn't know that.
All right. And to fill up more time here, let's run through what everybody has been playing lately. Manny, have you got a chance to play any games, man?
No, man. I'm still in God of War. I don't know exactly how far I am. I know that I did a bunch of side missions. That's about it.
All right. Chris, anything besides Monster Hunter and all this other stuff?
No, man. It's just the whole week. It's just been Monster Hunter. Even without you guys, I've just been trying to get gems and bits and like helping people out. So I could get armor, baby.
Yeah, man. And the cool Vitaroff shit, you know? It's nuts, man.
Dude, I rocked a whole new set of gear. I think I actually played that more than most of you guys did.
Yeah, no, you did, yeah.
You totally did, yeah.
Yeah, you totally did.
As for me, I've been playing Monster Hunter on PC and also on PS4 with Chris and Brett. And I've been playing the Mega Man X, which is dope. Oh, and I'm also, you know, when I get a little bit of free time, I'm also going back to play the old Mega Man games. I'm going to do a retrospective on that series before Mega Man 11 comes out, you know? So I'm like playing the games, taking notes and stuff. I'm going to do what everybody loves. I'm going to do definitive ranking. I'm going to get heat. I can't wait, you know? And I feel like there's something else I was playing, but yeah, that's about it. I'm going to be playing this game that I got today for review called Code Princess, right, Manny? Code of Princess?
Yeah, Code Princess.
Oh, I played that on DS, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's an older game.
Yeah, I didn't know this thing existed, but when I was like, what the fuck is this game about? I turned the back. It was like, it just said Guardian Heroes. I'm like, oh, shit. You know, I love Guardian Heroes on Saturn. So it's made by some of the developers I worked on that game. And Chris tells me it has that feel. So you already know I'm there, son. I can't wait. You know, Carlos, what you been playing lately, man, besides Heroes of the Storm?
That's it.
Damn, that's son.
Right. They got this new mode. They do like every week they have this custom game that they throw out to the community, and man, this new one that they tossed out and has been freaking addicting as hell. So I've been stuck on that.
Nice. Oh, I forgot one. A game I stopped playing, and this hurts me. Yeah, I stopped playing Octopath, man. Okay, so let me tell you.
What are you doing?
Why?
So let me explain what happened. Right. Okay, so my goal was, I'm like, okay, this game has 8 characters, and you can only play as 4 in your team, right? So I'm going to get the first 4 characters and just play the entire game with them, right? But when I got the 4th character, and I went to go see what the recommended level was for the next story, because there's chapters, every character has a chapter, it was like level 27. I'm like, I'm level 10. I need to level up, so let me get the other characters. So I got all the other characters, and I ended up at level 16. So I need to do an ungodly amount of like grinding just to open up the second chapter. I'm like, that's when I realized, I'm like, you know, I do not have patience for these grindy ass games anymore, man. I do not. This is the same reason I put down Final Fantasy Tactics. I'm like, why the fuck do I need to grind this early in the game? So as much as it hurts me, I want to keep playing the game. I love the combat. I love the graphics, but I do not want to deal with that bullshit right now. So I had to put it down, you know, like old Yeller, you know. Oh, well, I guess that's me growing up as a gamer or something. I don't know what the fuck you go. I just don't want to deal with that shit. Here's the thing. If you were to ask me to do that same grinding 40 hours from now, when I'm like halfway through the game or more, then I could tolerate it. Literally 15 fucking hours into the game, I got to do this shit? Nah, man, fuck that. Fuck that shit, you know? So, sorry. Sorry. All right.
You ain't sorry.
Yeah. I'm not sorry. I'm just hurt on the inside. All right, Brian, what you been playing, lady? I know what you been playing, man. Set on Kagura, man. Beach party. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And guess we got the platinum.
Oh, my man.
Damn. Oh. That platinum was a grind at the end, though. Like, it was stupidly grindy. But, like, I found that like, this really cheesy exploit that pretty much allows you to, like, be AFK and get all the cards. It was just stupid. Like, for one of the times, I literally went and had a shower.
That's how wow.
That's how bad the AFK was. It's like, cool, just go on, have a shower. 5 minutes later, just come back. At some point, I even like put on the Avengers and just watched that film like, on my laptop while I was just AFKing. Because like one round lasted about like 7 minutes. Hence, just rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. You know, so that's how bad the grind was. But in the end, it is a fun game. It's not as deep as I thought it would have been, which is kind of disappointing. Like, the weapons all just feel a bit meh. But it's around Kagra. Like, you can't really expect much more than that. Yeah. Also, I got the plan for Heavy Rain as well.
Oh, shit, my man's getting them plans.
The boy's been busy. The boy's been busy. Yeah, that game's actually a lot better than I thought it would have been. Although I came in, like, knowing the ending and the spoiler to it, I still thought it was a really good story. Like, it I don't give David Cage enough props. So I guess to say I was wrong about him. Like, yeah, the game was actually quite good, quite fun. The only thing I didn't like was the controls. Could not stand them.
But you were able to get past the controls because you liked the game, right?
It's more for the platinum. Like, if I didn't want to get the platinum, then I would just, like, finished it after, like, first time, and then, like, cool, I'm done. And it wasn't, like, all the controls. The first part was the motion controls. Like, I really hate how you had to tilt the controller. Like, I don't understand that. It seemed like, for some odd reason, like, my controller, when you tilt it to the left, it didn't recognize that. Hence, I just kept on failing those QuickTime events. And just
yeah, walking around. The motion control stuff was hit or miss with that game, if I remember correctly. You know?
Just not a fan. But apart from that, it was actually quite fun. You know, it was a cool game. Like, they had an interesting story to tell. And going back and playing it for that the second time, you start to, like, notice, like, all the small things that tells you about the ending. And yeah, it's quite funny just seeing, like, how odd, like, all the endings actually are. So yeah, that was quite fun. And sorry, Manny, but I got the platinum for Bloodborne as well.
Damn, you left this dude behind. Fuck.
Left me behind. That's okay.
Manny,
let me know when and we can play. And Chris and Brett, you guys have to join in too, because fuck that last boss.
Oh my God. Queen Yharnam? You mean
Queen Yharnam can. Okay, I can't really say that because people might get, like, really offended. But she can ring of some big things. Let's say that much.
She could go suck an egg. Yo,
speaking of big things, Brian, have you seen the Jeff Goldblum statue in London?
What? Carlos, where you been, son? Brian took a picture of it himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind then.
Brian didn't, you know, because most people were, like, posting screenshots that they saw from news sites. Brian went down there and took a picture himself.
They put a statue of him up?
Yeah, man. Like a massive, it was roughly massive, like, gold? 2 meters high. So what's that?
It was big. It was big.
8-9 feet?
No, what was the reason for
that? Okay, because it was the 25th anniversary of Jurassic Park. And you remember the scene where he's just kind of chilling down with his shirt open? Yeah. Oh, so yeah. They had a big inflatable thing of it. Like, where was that, Brian?
By Tower Bridge. Okay. Not London Bridge, Tower Bridge. Everyone always gets the two mixed up.
Yes, they call that one London Bridge.
No, Tower Bridge?
Yes, yeah. Tower Bridge.
Gotcha.
Tower Bridge is like the old looking one.
Okay.
It looks like literally a castle over the water.
Yeah, Chris, where were you?
Well, I was playing Boss Hunter, I guess. I don't know.
Thanks, Brian, for getting it.
Yeah, that was... I was just at work, and then I seen, like, the news things. I'm like, wait, what? Like, is this real? It's like, fuck? So then I just went home. Well, on the way home, I, like, crossed over the bridge. I'm like, oh, damn. Like, it is just there. I'm like, fuck it. Take a photo of it.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. Random, man.
It totally was. And for the record, Jurassic Park is my favorite film of all time.
Ooh.
So that's also why I had to go and check it out.
That's a good one. Adam, man, they got dinosaurs in there, man.
Yeah, I know. I like it. It was a great
what?
One.
What?
I don't like what? Dinosaurs. I told you guys, I don't like playing dinosaur games. I don't mind watching it. I just don't see no need to run around and chase them or run from them. It's just stupid. The movies is fine. I'll watch a movie. I like the Jurassic Park movies.
Interesting. All right, Adam, now we know.
Adam, do you like dinosaurs documentaries?
No.
Okay, I'm just trying to dissect, like, where the line in the sand is with you and dinosaurs.
Just I don't find it fun to play. I don't know. Something about the whole caveman thing and chasing it with spears and shit, I don't like.
Yeah, shout out to Deathstrike for hosting us. I love how Deathstrike almost always hosts us when we're about to end the show. Pretty funny. Hey, Brett, have you played Conan lately, or are you just done with that for now?
I'm done with that for now.
Yeah. You got your kicks out of it, right? Or whatever. Yep. Rocks off.
Yep.
So what do you play now?
Mostly playing GTA.
And Monster Hunter?
Yeah, I'm Monster Hunter.
Yeah, man, Brett was coming in clutch with the fucking, what's the name of that shit? The javelin or whatever?
Insect Glaive?
Insect Glaive, yeah, that shit is fucking, my man's just in the air and shit the whole time, you know? It's hilarious.
Yeah, well, I found out recently most people don't even know when they're playing with me. Like, they're like, do you even see me when you're playing? They're like, no. It's like, oh, okay, cool.
Well, no, even I had that problem. I was like, Brett, where are you? And you're like flying around in the air. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. Again, it's always funny when I see Insect Glaive users that are like on the ground the entire time. It's like, yo, what are you doing right now, man? You're not playing this shit right. It's hilarious. Adam, what are you playing?
The Division. Got those shields and I talked about it. That's done. And now I'm just doing all the other stuff in the underground and getting all those trophies on that one. And That's it. Just getting ready for the next global event and collecting the rest of the shields. If I can get all of them, because now I'm ready, and then I'll have all the exclusives for D2.
When is that dropping again?
March.
Oh, shit. Oh, so you still got a long way. Fuck.
Yeah, you got that.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, you don't even do this shit now.
That's the thing. I got them all, so I'm just waiting. When they release the shield, then just go after it, and then you get in, and you wait for the next one. They're not all available.
Interesting. All right, man. So that's going to do it for us, man. So thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe and throw down on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Mixer, Twitter, Periscope, and Facebook at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and time joined by Emilio Lopez.
I'll see you later, guys.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Huh? Brett Murdoch.
Oh shit, it's Brian's birthday now?
Yep.
Adam Vale.
Have a good weekend, people.
And the birthday boy himself, Brian Manjoma.
It's not my birthday, though.
All right, man. We'll see you all on Sunday, man. Later.
Later, guys.
Deuces.
Peace.